Better Together, a product of Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM News at 12 hours. Today, Wednesday, the 4th of June, 2025. It's currently 25 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. The headlines. Socialist Party slams government over handling of doctors' grievances. 15-year-old girl defiled by a known person in Mazabuga. And South African politician sacked over visit to fugitive pastor.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. Opposition Socialist Party Secretary General Dr. Cosmas Musumali has criticized Health Minister Elijah Muchima, accusing him of being dishonest about the ongoing standoff between the government and medical doctors. Speaking this morning on the Socialist Hour program on Hot FM, Dr. Musumali said senior government officials, including the health minister, have not been truthful about the situation. He has claimed that doctors have raised multiple concerns with authorities, but their grievances continue to be ignored. Dr. Musumali has further argued that the minister lacks the moral authority to urge doctors to focus on saving lives, while the same government is preparing to spend millions of dollars on Bill 7 at a time when the country is facing a severe shortage of medical personnel. He said the government's priorities are misplaced, warning that investing in what he described as unnecessary legislation while sidelining frontline health workers sends a troubling message.
He's not being truthful because the doctors have been airing their grievances for quite a long time. They have engaged the government on several occasions, and this has been in the public domain, so it's not really a state secret that doctors have been complaining. They have engaged the government, they have tried everything possible, but government has not listened to them. And this is one of those results. They are actually crying for help, saying, hey, look here, we want to save lives in this country, but also take care of us. Give us the jobs that we need, give us the equipment that we need. That's what is going on. Secondly, saying that they should not air out their grievances, but should focus on saving lives. If there are people that are committed to saving lives, it's the medical doctors.
A 15-year-old grade 10 pupil has allegedly been sexually assaulted by an unknown person in Gabobola compound of Mazabuga district. In a statement, Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Accencio Dacker said the incident occurred on June 2nd, 2025, at approximately 23 hours. Mr. Dacker has explained that brief facts of the matter are that the victim, who came to Mazabuga from Neganega for school, rents a room with her sister in a house shared with her landlady. She said on June 2nd, 2025, at around 23 hours, the elder sister left the victim alone in their bedroom and went to study in another room. Mr. Dacker explains that the victim later woke up to find an unidentified male person beside her, and before she could call for help, he squeezed her neck and proceeded to have an awful canon knowledge of her. He said by the time her elder sister returned, the suspect had managed to escape. Mr. Dacker said the following day, the victim and her sister informed their landlady, who subsequently reported the matter to the police, and acting on the report, the police issued a medical report for the victim and a docket was opened. In more news, this afternoon, some residents of Kanyelele village in Mpika district of Muchinga province have expressed concern over the lack of development in their area despite the presence of gold. Kanyelele village, which hosts the Kanyelele gold mine, is home to over 40,000 people. However, residents have lamented the absence of basic infrastructure such as schools, hospitals and proper roads, despite the presence of several investors conducting mining and exploration activities in the area since 2023. Speaking to journalists during a visit by the Planet Gold Zambia project team, Kanyelele village headman Boniface Chomba said mining activities have severely polluted the Kanyelele River and the community's only source of water. Meanwhile, Mutamba village headman Mulenga Mutamba has called on the government to ensure local residents benefit from the area's gold resources.
My appeal to the government and to the higher authority,
And Planet Gold Zambia National Project Manager Abigail Mwailenge has reaffirmed the project's commitment to supporting small-scale miners to promote sustainable mining methods, help miners formalize their operations and facilitate access to financial partnerships.
We've engaged the communities, we've conducted geological surveys, so we know the areas that have got high potential. So we are going into capacity building, also site selection, because as a project, we will be selecting two major sites from the sites that will be able to formalize and be able to meet the requirements by law to actually have a mining site. We'll set up two processing plants where we'll be piloting mercury-free technology to educate miners on how they can responsibly extract gold, but most importantly, how they can ramp up production.
Now, to mark World Environment Day under the theme Beat Plastic Pollution, MTN Zambia Foundation, in partnership with Chilenge Dwe Zambia, led tree planting and cleanup activities today at Foxdale Schools and Ngombe Market. Speaking during the event, MTN Zambia Foundation Board Chairperson Rose Sibisi has urged young people to take greater responsibility of the environment, especially as the country experiences growth in digital and financial inclusion. She has emphasized that activities such as market cleanups, tree planting and sustainability discussions reflect the foundation's broader commitment to leading in digital solutions and technological advancement for Africa's progress.
So this morning, as we have already witnessed the power of collective action from the early morning cleanup and now to the tree planting and recycling sessions that we are being supported with, so every activity is a step toward a cleaner and a greener Zambia. Each piece of plastic that is collected, each tree that is planted, and every conversation that we have about sustainability is itself a seed of change. So when these seeds are nurtured, they'll grow into a culture and a behavior change of how we manage plastic waste for environmental responsibility.
And Chilenge Dwe Zambia lead consultant Chisanga Mwanza has assured marketeers and community leaders that all waste materials collected at the site would be cleared in the shortest time possible, reaffirming their commitment to environmental restoration.
Councillor, with yourself, of course, the team, the WDC, the market chairperson, we are going to ensure that we reduce this load. We'll coordinate as you guided in terms of the waste management collection, manpower, we will ensure that this is done within the next few days. If we can't manage to finish it off today, then within the next few days, we will continue to coordinate with you.
Meanwhile, Ron Ward 20 Councillor Luca Piri has thanked the organizers for the initiative, stating that the market cleanup and tree planting exercise would not only beautify the area, but also contribute significantly to environmental preservation.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
climate smart agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Wulaya has stated that the floor price announced by the Food Reserve Agency is fair and was anticipated given the current market trends and economic fundamentals in the country. Dr. Wulaya has highlighted that the prices of agricultural inputs such as fertilizers and seeds have stabilized over